where New Canaan comes for news and talk. The Lisa Wexler Show, now on Southern Connecticut's news and information leader, WICC 600.
And welcome back to the Lisa Wexler Show. We'll get back. I know we've left a couple of you on hold, and I'm sorry about that. We can keep talking about the Olympics later on in the show at 203-333-9422. But right now, we're going to turn to something else. We have, by all accounts, a mental health crisis in the state of Connecticut. We had one before COVID, but it has been exacerbated tremendously by COVID. And it has reached down into our young people's population to such an extent that we have run out of beds for our adolescent and younger communities. Norwalk Hospital has decided, they have filed, that they want to have an inquiry into whether or not they can get permission to move their inpatient psychiatric unit from Norwalk Hospital, where it's been for a very long time, and consolidate it instead with Danbury Hospital. Joining us now is Dr. Charles Herrick, who is a psychiatrist, and he's had training at Tufts and New England Medical Center, and he has board certifications in psychiatry and neurology. He joins us now to talk about the decision of New Vance Health to make this decision. Our telephone number is 203-333-9422. Good morning and welcome, Dr. Herrick. Hello.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, you're welcome. So, Dr. Herrick, let's start with what we both can agree on, which is that we have a mental health crisis in Connecticut. Can we both agree on that?
We can both agree on that. It's not just in Connecticut. It's national. And it's a problem that, as you rightly point out, has been growing even before COVID. COVID just has exacerbated it.
So in Norwalk right now, Norwalk Hospital, I don't know, how old is Norwalk Hospital? 75 years old, 80 years old?
125, I believe.
100, okay, long time. And yeah. For that time, and of course it was a standalone community hospital well before it ever partnered with Danbury and became part of New Vance. So it's fair to say that their psychiatric unit has been around for a really long time, right, Dr. Herrick? It's been there a long time.
Yes, it has.
So why move it when the resources of the community are so, you know, are so frail right now? Why?
So it's a great question. And it requires some time to describe, because a lot of thoughtful people came together. We used a consulting company, SG2, and we really looked at the data broadly across the Fairfield County community to make this decision. And so there are a number of factors that went into it. One was that we have to raise the building in which the inpatient unit currently exists in Norwalk. In addition, we have to move the inpatient unit out of Danbury, where it currently is, into another site. So given the fact that we have to do these very large capital expense projects, we thought, well, what can we do to try and conserve the amount of money from a capital standpoint, create a unit that serves both communities' needs, that's innovative, that's much more friendly, family-friendly, patient-friendly, staff-friendly than the current two units that occur right now. Additionally, we saw that there was a pressing problem in Lower Fairfield County of access for outpatient services. It's very rare for any community psychiatrist or therapist down there to accept insurance for a variety of reasons. Not only, you know, Medicaid, Medicare, which is about 65% of the patients we serve, but also commercial insurance. So many of the patients who have commercial insurance down in Lower Fairfield County are actually coming to Northern Fairfield County in order to seek care, outpatient care, because the community up here continues to accept insurance. So you have this opportunity where you can take the money that you save from consolidating an inpatient program and reinvest that money into outpatient services in Lower Fairfield County in order to meet the needs of that community in both in terms of the commercially insured population as well as the Medicaid and Medicare population.
All right.
So it really ends up being a win-win for everybody.
Wait, I got to unpack this a little bit. First of
all,
you started with the statement you have to raise the building that currently exists in Norwalk. Why?
It basically is close to being condemned. It has many, many problems. The expense of repairing the building far outweigh the costs of raising it and building a new pavilion down there. So that is going to happen sometime at the end of this year.
And that's happening regardless. You're taking down
that's
the building.
Exactly right. That's happening regardless.
And so how many patients are being capable of being served in that inpatient psychiatric? How many?
So for the past 15 years or so, despite the fact that we have 20 licensed beds, we've only been able to staff it at about 10 or 12. And that's because we just have not seen the volumes down there. And part of that has to do with Lower Fairfield County has many options for inpatient services. So many of the patients down there are served by St. Vincent's in Hallbrook, which was formerly Hallbrook in Westport, by Silver Hill Hospital, by Bridgeport Hospital, by Stanford Hospital. So our volumes were really very low down there. And that was another challenge for us that we had to, we wanted to grow volume. We wanted to be able to serve more patients. And we really weren't able to do that with the current facility down there. So the plan really is to consolidate beds into Danbury, but actually increase the number of staff beds from currently it's about 25 to 30, depending upon COVID, to about 34 beds. Additionally, we are able to create 20 single occupancy rooms by doing this. Currently, there are no single occupancy rooms down in Norwalk, and we only have two in Danbury. By increasing to 20, to 10, we were able to project into the future and think about the fact of, you know, with future COVID surges or other sort of pandemic issues, that we can safely manage our patient population on an inpatient setting by giving them the opportunity to be in single occupancy rooms. So we'll have 20 of those, and we'll have 7 double occupancy rooms, which brings us to 34 beds, with the opportunity to grow even further should we need that to do that. So this really gave us the opportunity to grow our beds in order to be able to meet both populations, both in the Danbury and Norwalk area.
We're chatting with Dr. Charles Herrick of Norwalk Hospital, 203-333-9422. Let me just be very real with you about what happens on the ground. If an ambulance takes a patient to Norwalk Hospital, if a police takes them on, you know, either a peer, a PER, or a PEC, or whatever, if they take them to Norwalk Hospital and the attending psychiatrist thinks that they need to be admitted on what they call a physician's emergency certificate, a PEC, right now, what happens in Norwalk? And will there still be an attending psychiatrist in the ER?
Yes. We will continue to serve emergency services. Actually, some of the funds that we would save by consolidating services, we're reinvesting in improving the ED services down in Norwalk as well, so that they will have dedicated space available for them, for the psychiatric patients.
That's good.
Currently, all patients are given the option of choosing where they want to be hospitalized if they need to be hospitalized. Many are choosing to be hospitalized not in Norwalk, but in those other facilities that I mentioned. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the reasons why Norwalk has continued to struggle in terms of keeping its occupancy high enough to be able to afford to staff it for the 20 beds. That will all continue. The difference will be that patients who need and want to remain in the new van system will be transported by ambulance to Danbury Hospital, where their needs will be met.
So you won't be transferring them to Silver Hill or to St. V's or to Greenwich? You'll only be transferring them up to Danbury?
Again, if they choose to stay within the system, they will be transported to Danbury. But many of these may continue to opt to be hospitalized in other hospitals, in which case we would honor their wishes and their
families.
But
a lot of times they don't have wishes. You know that. I mean, Dr. Herrick, you know what I'm talking about. They're not in a position to make a coherent decision.
Correct. And sometimes their families weigh in and have a specific request, and we try to honor those families' requests. But we try and meet the needs of the patient to the best of our ability. And by doing this, we're going to create a state-of-the-art inpatient unit that currently does not exist in our system that's really going to be comfortable and a warmer setting than we currently have. We're in Danbury, we're transporting lots of patients now to Putnam Hospital simply because we've run out of resources. Region 5, where Danbury Hospital exists, is the most underbedded from a psychiatric standpoint area in the state of Connecticut.
I see.
Historically, families and patients, unfortunately, throughout the state have gotten used to traveling both for their inpatient and outpatient services. And this is one of the unfortunate situations that have grown as a result of lack of resources throughout the state. So we partner with CHA. All of the hospitals are involved with CHA. We send them clinical information about how many beds are available daily to them. We track this information both internally and externally so that we can get a better sense of where our patients' needs are. And so patients have been historically, even before COVID and even before this decision, they've been transported across the state for years, particularly adolescents, where we have an extreme dearth of child and adolescent beds. And many of our patients go to Four Winds Hospital in New York.
Oh, yes. I'm familiar with that hospital, unfortunately. We're chatting with Dr. Charles Herrick, 203-333-9422, and we're talking about the move, the raising of the current inpatient psychiatric building at Norwalk Hospital and the plans of New Vance Health to move those inpatient beds up to a new facility to be built in Danbury. I wanted to unpack something else that you said, Dr. Herrick, because it was a little confusing to me. What did you mean about insurance and why insurance is better in northern Fairfield County than southern Fairfield County? What were you talking about?
Sure. So outpatient providers, whether they're social workers, whether they're clinical psychologists, whether they're psychiatrists, have the option of taking insurance or not taking insurance. In lower Fairfield County, most of them have decided that they don't need to take insurance. They don't want to take insurance because of the headaches and the low pay associated with insurance. So patients who are located in lower Fairfield County, generally speaking, have to pay out of pocket for their outpatient psychiatric services and then try and obtain reimbursement out of network reimbursement from their insurance plans. And this has become a real problem both in the state as well as nationally. In fact, the psychiatrists of all healthcare professionals are the least likely to accept Medicare and Medicaid.
It's horrible. Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible. I agree with you. It's horrible. It's so hard to get people any mental health because of that. And I live in Lower Fairfield County, and it's a terrible, it's a terrible situation that the public has been put in when the mental health professionals refuse to help people out by taking their existing insurance coverage. I think it's abominable, actually. My own personal opinion.
No, we agree, which is one of the reasons why now with this decision, we're able to reinvest those dollars into expanding our outpatient services. We have a plan to build an adolescent intensive outpatient program in Norwalk, which doesn't exist currently. We have a dual diagnosis IOP that we just got up and running. And we have a day hospital slash intensive outpatient program for patients in order to try and prevent them from being hospitalized or as a step down after they're hospitalized.
And those will take insurance.
We will take all insurances. That's our promise to the community. We want to accept everybody's insurance, and we need to grow in order to be able to provide the care that's so needed down in Lower Fairfield County for patients who are in Medicaid, Medicare, or even patients with commercial insurance, which is, you know, quite surprising, I think, to many people. They don't realize that it's actually, you can have the best insurance in the world and still not be able to access mental health care.
I know. It's and by the way, it's also against the law, because the law actually says that there's mental health parity, but in reality, it doesn't work that way. Let's go to Dr. Herrick. We have a caller on for you, Diane Cece from East Norwalk, from Norwalk. Hello, Diane. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
Hi. So I'm really interested in this topic and the kind of the decision-making process around what Norwalk Hospital is looking to do and Nuvance as a system. It seems to me that one of the first things you mentioned was raising the existing building, and my understanding is that there was a public relations campaign around a brand new pavilion being built, extremely costly and state of the art. I don't know if any permits have been pulled for that or if it would even be approved in Norwalk. So I thought any logic tying moving the inpatient services out linked to that may be a little premature. But that also prompts the question of, if you're building a brand new pavilion, then why can't you accommodate the population in Lower Fairfield County, meaning the Norwalk area, to accommodate what you're describing could be created in Danbury? It doesn't make sense to me that in a population of, 90,000 people, we would move those services out almost entirely. And I do get what you're saying about the outpatient and the in-community services. I think the investment needs to be made there regardless. But I think that it's a burden on the community to have basically everything moved to Danbury. And it doesn't seem like much of an increase there to accommodate it, given what you said about already moving patients over to Putnam County. That would be my first concern. And I think you also mentioned, too, that Nuvance sees it as something that would be family-friendly. But if you're talking about transporting, Norwalk residents or this area all the way to Danbury, I'm not quite sure what type of interaction some families may be able to have while someone, is a patient. So those are just a couple of my concerns. And, again, if it's something that you're describing as state of the art that would result in Danbury, why wouldn't the, Nuvance look to do that here in Norwalk and fix the root causes of the problems of maybe the lack of services, like the insurance you were just talking about? And also, I had a question, too, is I'm not sure what the legalities are on this, but what does the public get to weigh in on this application? And if so, how would they do that? Is there a public hearing before like a siting council or something?
That's a good question. Diane, would you hold Dr. Herrick? I'm going to have to take some sponsor messages for our listeners. Will you stay with us, Dr. Herrick?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll be right back. Diane, thank you for the call as well. We'll be right back.
Here's what Connecticut is saying about Lisa Wexler.
You have the kind of show where you always learn more from it after you hear it.
Back to the Lisa Wexler Show on WICC 600.
We're chatting with Dr. Robert Herrick of Nuvance Health, a psychiatrist, about Norwalk Hospital's plan to raise the building that's currently the inpatient psychiatric unit and move inpatient psychiatric beds to Danbury while reconfiguring and creating adolescent, what they call IOP, intensive outpatient programs here in the community. Diane Cece has asked question about process and procedure. Does the public get it to weigh in on this? And she's also given some comments to Dr. Herrick about her concerns about the decision-making behind this. Dr. Herrick, can you please respond first with process? Can the public weigh in on this?
Absolutely, the public can weigh in on this. That is the whole intent behind the CON, Certificate of Need, is they are looking for the public to participate as from all walks of life. So, yes, you can write letters. You can. I believe that there are meetings set up with key constituents from the mental health community to discuss this plan. So it is important for everybody to have a voice. So that is critical to this process.
Okay. And do you want to, we've got another caller who wants to chat with you, but do you want to address anything specifically that Diane spoke to you about? But be quick, Dr. Herrick, because we've got more people that want to talk to you.
Okay. I certainly appreciate her concerns. We had the same concerns, but when really looking at how we can meet the needs of the community, we felt, you know, given the average length of stay is 8 days, and by expanding beds and creating a new unit that's inviting and comfortable, that really then allows us to plow funding back into that community where the everyday needs are growing for outpatient services, hopefully in order to prevent hospitalization if nothing else. So we share those concerns, and you know, we took them into consideration when we made this decision, and we came up with this plan as a result.
Let's go to Brian from Westport. Brian, you're on the air with Dr. Herrick from New Vance Health. We're talking about psychiatric resources in our community.
Hi, Lisa. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Hi, Brian.
How are you? Nice to talk to you, Lisa. Now, I understand what the doctor is saying and what the New Vance system is saying about the efficiency of using capital, reducing expenses, taking advantages of economies of scale associated with these moves. And I also think that expanding outpatient services in Norwalk is a very good thing. But it seems to me that can be done independent of the decision to move the hospital beds to another community. I would say 30 or 45 minutes away from the existing unit. And here's my concern, doctor, and you might want to talk to this, and that is from the perspective of the patient. It seems to me, and I'm not an expert, but I've been around a long time and I've seen people with psychiatric problems, that yes, you can use chemicals, yes, you can use counseling to cure the patient, if that's the right word, or support the patient, if that's the right word. But also the family. The family needs to have access to the patient and their friends, people who can give support to a person who is in dire psychiatric need, which I think most of these patients are in. And my fear is this, and maybe you could comment on it, that as you move the family and the support mechanisms for curing these patients further and further away, that it becomes more difficult for the patient, which is really the focus of what we're talking about here, to become cured or supported. Could you comment on that, doctor?
Thank you, Brian. Go ahead, Dr. Herrick.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so glad you raised these issues, because far too often we don't take into consideration both the social and the physical environment of our patients in terms of the healing process. We did take those issues into concern, and we share those concerns. And a couple of things I want to say. Again, historically, patients with mental health needs and inpatient needs have been traveling for time immemorial in the state of Connecticut. And that is unfortunate, but a reality of the situation. The other thing that is not discussed is the physical environment and how much an impact the physical environment has on the health and well-being of the patient, and as well as the family when they're visiting and the staff when they're visiting. So all of these things were taken into consideration when we said, you know, we really want to build a unit that considers those factors and brings people in a physical environment that is far more supportive than currently exists.
Dr. Herrick, we're running up against the clock. I want to say something. I only have about 30 seconds to give you my pitch. I don't know if you know, I'm the probate judge in Westport, so I'm in this world every day. And I would like to make a pitch that if you're going to be constructing anything new, wherever it ends up, that you have a woman's unit and that you insist on having a woman's unit. And I know that that's not necessarily economies of scale, but I think you ought to do it. And the doctors that are in these hospitals basically think the same thing, but they don't speak up. So I'd like you to have a women's unit, Dr. Herrick. Thank you very much, Dr. Herrick, for being on the show. Hopefully you'll come back. It's part one of a conversation that we need to keep having. We'll be right back with a guest that's an expert in when you should take your Social Security. Stick around.